And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. Today in the news, even though gold spot prices are still trading below $1,750 an ounce, the real price of gold is a few hundred dollars higher. According to Ed Moy, former U.S. Mint Director, reports Kitco, the true price of gold, he says, is what people are willing to pay for the physical metal, including the extraordinary premium investors are currently faced with. Moy pointed out that investors are turning to gold coins because of the fear of uncontrollable inflation coming in the future. He says you'll see inflation come in much higher than what the government's predicting, and if it does run up too quickly, inflation will be beyond the Fed's ability to control. Well, imagine an upside-down university that gives its best students D's and F's, while the worst get A's, reports Real Clear Markets, a system that aggressively rewards the inept while penalizing the most competent, reaches a sorry endpoint. Our hypothetical upside-down university, courtesy of Art Laffer, comes to mind as we watch the current congressional spending spree, which follows precisely this model. In the just-passed $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, $350 billion of wealth is distributed directly to our cities, states, and the District of Columbia. But the states that have inflicted the most damage on their citizenry will have proportionately more of the dollars to invest in whatever programs these hapless governments choose. The answer to the question, what should I do to my portfolio today, this week, or this month, is almost always nothing, writes John Calhoun at Alhambra. But portfolio managers have a hard time believing that doing nothing is the right response. We will see over the coming weeks whether or not the economy is really going to slingshot out of the COVID hole. So be patient and don't just do something, sit there. Well, candidate Joe Biden emphatically denied that he supported the Green New Deal, but his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan contains enough spending and industrial planning that it amounts to the Green New Deal in disguise, reports Wall Street Journal. Start with the $213 billion to build and retrofit 2 million energy-efficient homes and buildings. These punitive upgrades will be financed by federal grants, tax credits, and the economically inefficient Weatherization Assistance Program. But Biden's biggest climate works project is to re-engineer the grid to banish fossil fuels. Mr. Biden says his plan will create millions of good jobs, but his anti-carbon policies will destroy many more in fossil fuels and carbon-intensive industries. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's a great day to do it today.